Never bring it to this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I know we celebrate Mother's Day, but thank God for those mothers who put Jesus first.
Yes, amen.
Oh, yeah.
And their husbands and their family and everything. And to be a strong witness, that's awesome. Mothers have many, many jobs. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But we're always equipped to do what we need to do. Amen, sisters? All right. Just worship with me and help me sing this. It's going to be kind of easy. All right. Here we go. The mightiest of all. Who is he? Creation trembles at his call. Who is he? The lowly sacrifice, the paid a victim's price. His name is Jesus. Say cheers. The power none can tame. Who is he that every foe would fear his name? The lion and the lamb.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Welcome, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mika Tapia.
Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give him praise and say,
amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, Gigi.
That was good, Gigi. That was a blessing. Beautiful song.
Amen. Sometimes I just want to sit there and close my eyes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't sing along, but I was just...
That's cool. Worship artist. Yeah.
That was good.
All right. So, got a question for you this morning. What is the most common man's name that you know? Common. What?
John.
John. What'd you say?
John.
John. What's another common man's name?
Jimmy.
Jim. Good.
Junior.
Junior. Okay.
Bubba.
Okay. We are in the South, aren't we? Yeah. Okay. This is Alabama. All right.
Michael.
Michael. Yeah. Yeah. But Charles, Jack, Jim, Ted, yeah? Well, now, these were common when you were born, because you grew up, right? And in school, all those people that were born around the same time you were born, that's the names that you heard the most often, right? Both relatives and schoolmates and friends and whatever, you know. So... when someone mentions one of these names, then what comes to mind? Do you think of a friend? Do you think of a relative? Do you think of a celebrity? You know? You think John? You think John Wayne? Jack Benny? You know? You think Ted Kennedy? Jim Brown? You know? Athlete, celebrity, whatever. But you probably don't think of John Wilkes Booth or Ted Bundy or Charles Manson. No. When you hear Jack, you probably don't think of Jack the Ripper. You know? When you hear Jim, you probably don't think of Jim Jones, who murdered over 900 people.
Yes.
One day. So, you know, there are names that we're familiar with and we hear a lot and we have other people associated with, right? But then there are also names that we kind of don't use, all right? Because they have been associated with someone in the past. For example, when I say the name Attila.
Attila the Hun.
Okay. You don't know any Attilas, do you? Other than that. I mean, or if you do, you don't know too many, you know. And you associate that name with that person. Genghis Khan. You know, we don't know too many Genghises, do we? Although it was common in Germany, what about Adolf? When you think Adolf, what do you think?
Hitler,
right? Because it's not that common here among us. And so the only Adolf we know of is that one. But actually, that was a fairly common name in Germany at the time. It, you know, not a big deal. But when you hear the name Judas, who comes to mind?
Judas Iscariot.
Judas Iscariot. Yeah, Judas Iscariot. Now, we don't use the name Judas. We don't name our babies Judas, do we? it's become a part of our language.
But we do Judah.
Judah, yeah, exactly. And I thank you for bringing that out, because I wanted to bring that out. You know, to Jesus and his disciples, Judas was a common name. All right? It was like John or Jim or James or whatever, you know. So can you name a Judas in the New Testament that is not Iscariot? Can you think of a Judas in the New Testament that was not Iscariot? Because there's several of them. Can you think of any?
That's not Judah.
There's not many Judas in the New Testament. But can you think of any Judases? Well, there were actually several of them. There was Judas, who was an apostle.
Yes.
Judas, the son of James.
Yeah. And he emphasized that he was an apostle. Not the one that betrayed Christ.
And there was Judas, the brother of Jesus.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Right? The stepbrother of Jesus. He was named Judas.
Yeah.
All right? So, and there were several others too. And like you were saying, Judas is actually the Greek spelling of Judah. All right? What we call Judah. So if I were to do this, if I could write Hebrew, I would. We'll just say that that's, we won't say that is, okay? It needs to be capped. Let's see. And that needs to be capped too. So here's, I'll just scribble there because I can't do Hebrew. Okay, sorry.
That was my pre-writing experience when I was four.
I'm not Bonnie, so I can't do Hebrew. But anyway,
we don't know the difference.
What we did was we did something called transliterate. All right. And we transliterated the Hebrew into the word Judah. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, if we were to translate the word, the Hebrew word, what would we get?
Praise.
Praise. All right? He is to be praised. All right? He will be praised. Mm-hmm. Judah. All right? Jude. Praise. Ah. Name of God. Yahweh. Ah. Okay?
How do you pronounce Judah in Hebrew?
I'm sorry?
There's no J in the Hebrew alphabet. How does it
pronounce?
Father
Judah.
There was no J in the English language when the King James Bible was written in 1611. There was no J. So if you read the King James Bible in the original 1611 version, you won't find any J's. A J was just a slash at that time. It was just it wasn't even a letter. It was just something they put in there. And then later they changed and made it a J. So, yeah. That's why, you know, you got Jesus. You don't have Jesus. You have Jesus. You have all kinds of stuff, you know, and Yahshua and all that. There's, you know. So anyway, but what happened with the Greeks is they took the Hebrew and transliterated it into Greek, all right, into whatever the Greek forms were. And then we took the Greek and transliterated the Greek. And when we did that, it came out to be Judas. Somehow the last letter got messed up or whatever, you know. All right? So they're actually the same thing, okay? And so you had a lot of Judases, all right? Because that's a popular name. And even today among the Jews, all right, you'll find the name Judah. It's very popular.
Very popular.
Very popular, yeah. They like to use that name. It's just a fine name. It's just like naming someone Jacob or, you know, Simon or, you know, any of the other names, okay? So the other disciples didn't think poorly of Judas because of his name. All right? If we had been there and someone said, well, this is Judas, we'd go, well, but they didn't do that. It was just like John or Jack or Jim or Charles or Ted or whoever, you know. So they didn't think poorly of him. Now, what about Iscariot? He was Judas Iscariot. All right? Should that have been a red flag? Should that have told him anything? Well, no, not really. Because this actually is something that like means carry off. I got an R, okay? Of carry off. Mm-hmm. All right? It's like saying Jesus of Nazareth.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. Like, you know, we say, you know, the Bible has Jesus of Nazareth. Mm-hmm. Well, he was Judah of carry off. All right, and Kerioth was actually a village or a town that was south of Jerusalem. It was they think they found the site of it about 20 miles south of the modern-day Hebron over in Israel. They found ruins there
And they think that might be the whole village of Kerioth. So, you know. So that's what that is. It's nothing magical about the name, although it seems that way as we read it, and that's the only our introduction is this, you know. But I wanted you to know about, you know, he was just had a regular name, all right? He was just one of the apostles. There was no thought among the apostles that he was any worse than they were. You know, he was just one of the... Well, Jesus trusted him to keep the money. So, but they traveled together, they ate together, they talked about Jesus, they talked about the kingdom of God. So imagine then their surprise when Jesus said, and I'm quoting, this is John 13, 10, 11, says, Jesus said to him, the one who has bathed, now he's talking to Peter, the one who has, and this is when the foot washing we were talking about last week, the one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you. Not every one of you are clean. And for he knew who was to betray him, that's why he said, not all of you are clean. That caught him off guard. What do you mean? What do you mean? Well, Jesus knew who would betray him. But the others did not, except for Judas. Right. He knew. Right? But they didn't know. They went around and they actually talked to Jesus and said, is it I? You know, later on he said, you know, someone, one of you here is going to betray me. And they all went, is it I? Lord, is it I? Lord, is it I? Lord, is it I? You know. Anyway, I just wanted to go over this and let you know, you know, we're talking about the events leading up to the crucifixion. And reading in Matthew 26:14, then one of the 12, whose name was Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said, what will you give me if I deliver him over to you? And they paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, he sought an opportunity to betray him. Now, if you do the calculations, you know, you look at Exodus 21:32, and you kind of do some calculations, about $1,000 today. Okay, about $1,000 today. Give or take, whatever, you know. And then it says here that another version in Luke, it says, then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains, how he might betray him unto them. And they were glad and covenanted to give him money. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. Okay, this was kind of key, that there be no crowds around. Why were they afraid of the crowds?
Because they loved him.
Yeah, the crowds loved him. Crowds might turn against them, right? Yeah, they didn't want to start another riot, you know, especially against them. So then... After Jesus does some talking to him, and after he finishes all the foot washing and explaining to him that they got to be servants, just like, you know, we talked about last week, all of that. Then in verse 21 he says, and after these sayings, Jesus was troubled in his spirit and testified, truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me. Now he said just before, not all of you are clean. Now he goes on, he comes out with it and says, one of you will betray me. The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he spoke, and they began to be sorrowful and say unto him, one by one, is it I? Lord, is it I? Is it I? Now, question. When they were saying this, were they saying, surely it wasn't I, was it? Were they saying that, or were they really doubtful in their minds, knowing how they were? Is it I? Is it I?
I could, you know, I could do that thing. I could, yeah, I realize how weak I am. And maybe I could do that. So is it me? Is it I who's going to be doing it? Don't know. Don't know how that goes. But it could be either way, I guess. So it says, one of his disciples whom Jesus loved was reclining at table at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So that disciple, leaning back against Jesus, said to him, Lord, who is it? Who is it? Jesus answered, it is he to whom I will give this morsel of bread, this sop, when I have dipped it. So when he had dipped the morsel, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Then after he had taken the morsel, Judas took it, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, what you are going to do, do quickly. Now no one at the table knew why he said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the money bag, Jesus was telling him, buy what we need for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor, right? So after receiving the morsel of bread, he immediately went out. And it was night.
But think about it. He was playing with that idea.
Oh, yeah.
He was entertaining the idea. So that's the reason the Word of God tells us to be careful on what you think.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because when you start thinking the wrong thing, that gives the devil a door to enter in. He had been playing with it, thinking about it, you know, and entertaining the idea.
He had actually already gone to the chief priest and made a deal with him. 30 pieces of silver if I turn him over to you, right? So Judas followed Jesus, right? But he betrayed Jesus at the end. But let's don't focus so much on him. Let's focus on Jesus. Here's Jesus, right? Like we talked about the last two weeks, here's Jesus taking a wash basin and a towel and going and washing everyone's feet, including Jesus, the one who would betray him. Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of love is that? Mm-hmm. Here is a guy that Jesus chose, all right? The apostles, he chose the 12 apostles. From all of his disciples, he chose these 12. And the one he chose betrayed him for money. And we know that the love of money is the root of all evil. It is a powerful root, right? And Jesus himself said, you know, it's a hard thing for the rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Look out for the love of money. Look out for it. Because whether you have a lot or you have a little, the love of money can eat you up either way. So look at the love of Jesus. All right? Look at the love of Jesus. He is our great example.
You know, he talked himself out of what he was thinking, kind of justified it, because he knew Jesus was powerful. He just thought he'd get the money and Jesus would take care of everything and do what he's supposed to do. And he'd get that money on
That's
top of Jesus.
That's a good thought,
Leah. You know, because he said, you know, he hugged himself.
Having never really thought about it that way. He thought Jesus was just going to be able to get out of it.
Yeah,
like he
got
out
of it.
And he still committed suicide. Yeah, but by that time it's too late.
He thought that Jesus was going to take his kingship right there off the bat. He was being forced. He was forcing him. See? But he was a thief from the beginning, though. Judas was. It says it. He was a thief and a liar from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
From the beginning. You know, and Jesus knew that.
See, Satan can deceive anybody. You have to be careful.
Yeah, buddy.
Don't give him the glory, the God all the glory.
Yes,
don't
ma'am.
Fall for deception. That, well, if I do this, this kind of justifies me doing this. Like, let me cheat here, and I can tithe on that cheat or something. See how you could be deceived.
And the manipulation of even giving a tithe. It's like Job. If you take and study out Job and everything, he offered sacrifices for his kids, mm-hmm. continually,
yes.
trying to manipulate the system right there. You know, just in case they sinned, he was trying to manipulate the system, and it allowed Satan to enter in.
Yeah.
If he had not been trying to manipulate the system, God never would have said, because we're going to read it. It's really powerful. God would never have said, if you consider my servant Job. And all of his kids died. If you remember, all of them died. Manipulation, let me tell you something, man. It's a powerful tool that Satan uses, and that's the reason why Jesus said it constantly. Let no man deceive you.
We're not, even God tells us we're not ignorant of his devices.
That's right.
First, the kingdom of God.
Come on.
Taking care
it's
of
got
God
to be that
way. Power gets from God.
It's got to be that way. That's powerful.
So, Jesus is God.
Yes,
right?
He is.
And he doesn't like to be manipulated. It doesn't work to try to manipulate God.
But you
know?
Also got to realize that Job did not have a basement on high to intercede for him like we did.
No, that's exactly correct. Yeah. That's exactly. He had no advocate. No advocate. He had no defense. None. That's what's wild about it. We got a defense.
Amen.
It ain't just one Jesus. We got the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
We got the Holy Ghost. We got the great cloud of witnesses. We got our tithe as our defense. We got the Word of God as our defense. We actually
got the love of
a defense. We have a defense now. Yeah. We never had that before Jesus came.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that Brother Thurston said, you know, if you're anointed to do something, then you got the power, the gifts to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, we got the Holy Spirit, as Brother Thurston said. As Brother Thurston said, you know, anything that one person can do, another person can do. You know, because what? We all have the same Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We all have the same Spirit,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. He has all the gifts. He has every one of the gifts. He can give to each one as he wills. Now, is he more willing to give to someone who's doing something?
I would think so.
Or someone who's just sitting around not doing anything?
And asking for the gifts.
If you want to see him, if you want to see him work, you got to get going yourself. And then he comes in alongside you and helps you, right? How can he help you do something you're not trying to do? Everybody wants Holy Spirit do it for me.
Come
you know,
on.
Jesus, take the wheel. you know, here, Lord, here, you just take the wheel. I'm gonna, you know, but you know, we get in a situation sometimes when that's our last recourse. You know, but hey, let him have the wheel the whole time, right? Let him be in charge the whole time, right? Yeah. All right, let's pray and so we can have our breakfast. Father, we thank you so much for loving us and being with us in all things. And Father, I just thank you for the participation that we have for your Father, that everyone speaks and everyone contributes, Father. I appreciate that. We're all learning and growing together. And Father, I thank you for all the mothers and the work that they put into raising their children, Father, and having children. We realize that was a great sacrifice and a continuing sacrifice, Father. And we're encouraged by seeing them and the love that they have, Father. We thank you for that, Father. Father, bless the food today. May everything that we think, do, and say bring glory to your name as we fellowship and love on one another. Amen.
Amen.
Would you pray and I'll take a minute?